they take him out from behind, go, that's what it said! Go for it.
Yeah, they're great fun making that show. It didn't run to a second series, not because it wouldn't have been successful, and it was a good show, and it was commissioned already, but unfortunately, Thames Television, who were the makers of the show, they lost their franchise, so it died a death at that point. But it has an incredibly loyal following. I mean, I get a regular flow of letters from people saying how much they enjoy showing. And in fact, it's now being re-shown on terrestrial television, albeit at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday or something strange.
Watching an episode myself, some of the flying you did, there was an episode in Cornwall where you're swooping down over a hovercraft. I mean, usually, I didn't think that you could usually fly helicopters that low, or do you need special permission?
Well, yeah, long lens is a wonderful thing. what looks low often isn't. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of low flying involved in that, and that has to be very carefully set up. I mean, it's not done off the cuff. We require a particular exemption, in fact, a low flying permission for the CAA, Civil Aviation Authority, and there will be conditions attached to that. But in those situations where it looks part of a show, it looks continuous, that's all happening in real time, in reality, that's a very sanitized environment where there are no third parties. In that particular example, there's communication between the helicopter and the people in the hovercraft and the boat in this case. There's no possibility of Granny and the kids wandering onto that set, so it's a very controlled and sterilized environment, and yes, it has to be, because there's a big safety aspect.
The banter you have with the interceptor himself, did you make that up on the spot, or...?
No, I mean, it was absolutely, there's no script whatsoever.
Been bit by your dog this morning.
You were bit by the dog?
Yeah, your dog.
Where?
Back at the lair.
What do you think you had the dog for in the first place?
Well, I assume he wasn't to bite me, but...
Well, look at what you did! Let's start that, Mikey!
The good news is I can't actually necessarily hear everything he's saying, or I'm not necessarily paying attention.
You're holding off of it.
So what?
Well, I catch him in open water.
I'll tell you where to catch him, Mikey.
I'm listening to directors talk back, air traffic, other people coming up on the radio, and him screaming in the other ear. So a lot of it I'm filtering out anyway, but no, there's no script, it was just as it comes. It's exactly the same with Flying Gardener. But fortunately with Chris, we seem to get on very well, and it's not difficult. And obviously he's professional what he does, and he knows how to feed me a line to give me something to go on. But the Interceptor one, it was the same thing. No, there was absolutely no script at all, but no, I wasn't listening to a lot of what he was saying, unfortunately. The average night's viewing, you will find at least three pieces of work every night that we'll have done somewhere. But the 90% of that, you will never see us. It'll be the pictures that we're doing.
I like it!
I think I like it too.